Broadcasting live from Seattle, Washington, welcome to the Catherine Bradford Show.
It's Friday. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good.
It's my last show of the day, so.
He's been here since 5 a.m.
6:30, you know, who's counting at this point?
Yeah, right. Feels like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And today is Friday, October 1st, 2010.
Yay.
And guess whose birthday it is today?
Whose?
We brought chocolate.
We did.
Mike and I are eating Twinkies on Cindy Louie's birthday on her behalf. Happy birthday, Cindy.
Thank you.
She's only 29 years old. She's 29 today.
Or maybe I can hopefully be preserved like
Twinkies. This is a Twinkie that's probably 25 years old.
It's a nuclear.
Isn't that cool? We got a box
of nuclear Twinkie.
For all our listeners out there, I brought a box of Twinkies. 10 in a big box. And Mike and I, if Cindy, I'm not supposed to eat wheat, but I'm going to today. And then we have chocolate from Twilight. We have a Edward chocolates. So we're going to be feasting on Twinkies and chocolates for the hour, and we'll be talking really fast by 3 o'clock.
Really fast.
Welcome. Today's Friday, and today in Seattle, we're supposed to be 70 degrees.
It feels like
And the
it.
Weekend's supposed to be really great.
Yeah, I hope the rest of the world is nice and warm.
I know.
And hot.
Last Sunday and Monday in Los Angeles, it hit 113.
Okay, not that hot.
Yeah, that's a little too hot.
That's a little much. I mean,
just want pleasant warm.
So much so that the power grid down there had to be shut down in sections.
Jeez.
Because it was over. Everybody's using their air conditioning.
Wow.
The transit system running on electricity, it had to slow down and stop. A lot of people were out of power. Elevators weren't working.
Wow.
This is for 2 days, Sunday and Monday.
Wow.
So now it's right back down to 80 degrees where it should be. Wow. Talk about
That's
wow.
That's a spike, isn't it?
It's very scary for them. Yeah. Talk about global warming.
Well, yeah.
That's a...
Yeah, but I mean, come on. That's the same argument as when, global warming's a myth. It's December and it's snowing a foot and a half outside.
Right.
that argument, that goes nowhere. Let's not even go down that road.
It'd be 32 degrees in Seattle snowing and 75 in L.A.
Well, global warming, all it means is that it affects climate.
Yeah, yeah, and the jet stream and all kinds of things, which we're going to talk about the first half hour is on health and environment. And the last half hour is going to be on politics and doing some great announcements on behalf of Jon Stewart and
good old
Stephen
John.
Colbert. We're going to talk about them a little bit later in the day. They're great. Talk about advocates, huh?
Yeah.
They're out there cheering the public on.
Okay. Let's start with health.
And we're
what are we doing?
And we're going to be looking at health questions. We have a couple of questions from email listeners.
Oh,
today
okay.
Also, I have to remind the listeners, we're using our metaphysical tools. Tarot and astrology, probably more tarot today for our hour because hours go fast.
What are the questions about?
Well, first of all, we'll talk about health. Overall, we found an article from the CDC today. This is an up and coming, and there's a trend in public health, and considering the world and the globe, et cetera, that public health now wants to target what they call winnable diseases or winnable issues.
And which ones are they?
The winnable ones. They feel this is from the Dr. Thomas Friedman, director of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. He has chosen six priorities for the CDC to really work on, teach, educate the public, and work on it globally, not just in America, but everywhere. Smoking is his first focus because smoking and secondhand smoking can really, it opens the door to pulmonary, et cetera, et cetera. We know that. The AIDS virus, obesity, teen pregnancy. And the other one is related to diabetes.
These are almost like old issues.
They are. They're old because he believes we've been working on them for so that these are winnable battles. We can beat
what
these.
What is his strategy? Do you know?
Basically, to prioritize money, resources. He believes that those six winnable battles can be done in the next 2 to 5 years.
Oh.
Globally, to yep. train, to teach. We're talking universal, you know, including different countries, not just America. So it's interesting because there's a lot of people arguing that, what about our disease? What about this? What about that? Now, I do know that CDC, when it comes to a pandemic or an outbreak of, like we had H1N1, virus.
Right.
They were very active on helping every country, every community to work on it. So when the CDC will have, if there's something that's going to come in as an extreme disease or, a pandemic, they'll be active with it. It's not like they're going to drop the ball on taking care of whatever comes up,
okay.
including extreme.
So you feel these are good choices?
I feel that we've been working on these for a long time, and they feel, the CDC feels, and the doctors and directors feel in general that these are the ones, they want to win the battle. They want to target several that we're close to curing, or we are further along in educating the public. So it's kind of neat.
Right.
Now, what do you think of that? I mean, it's like that some people are going, well, what about hepatitis? What about this? What about that? What about cancer? What about whooping cough? So the CDC is a public, I was thinking because it's a public health focus.
So these were the same issues he fought in New York
yes.
when he was
yes.
head of the mm-hmm. Agency there.
Right.
Is that right?
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So and he knows they're winnable. He feels they're winnable to put resources in that direction.
Winnable in what?
In the sense of to educate
work.
Teens about teen pregnancy, uh-huh. to work with obesity, with diet. You know, it's because these types of illnesses are close to being, it's basically through education that you can stop the spread of, like, AIDS. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Obesity, smoking, and all that. He's thinking on an educational and research level.
Okay.
Which is not bad. I think he's getting a little in trouble because, like I said, other people are going, wait a minute, what about my disease? So what do you think we should ask about that? You know, because health is so important right now. I mean, for everybody, it's always been important. In a global market where we have such a bad economy right now, we need people. People can have all kinds of illnesses when they're unhappy. You know, we talk about depression. We talk about, you know, when somebody's been out of work for a long time, that
right.
can actually.
Right.
Sometimes your addictions get the best of you, the drinking, the smoking, whatever. So what do you think we should ask for our listeners? Because this is.
Okay, let's ask, will there be enough funds for
okay.
the CDC to be successful at
right
at
this
achieving
yeah.
these targets?
Right.
Because if it's publicly funded or if it's the government, it's not quite like what you were saying earlier before we got on the show, that it's not privately funded.
Right.
So let's ask if there's enough
okay.
funds.
Let's do that.
Or,
yeah. Let's do that with a tarot.
Yeah.
So we're shuffling away here
these goals.
To achieve this. Because right now with the public being so afraid of healthcare sometimes being either taken away or they don't have healthcare, when they hear a system wanting to prioritize, it does frighten people. You know, because what about me? You know, and you don't blame them, right?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see about this. Will there be enough? How did you put it, Cindy?
Will there be enough funds mm-hmm. to achieve these goals for the CDC?
Okay. Let's put out cards.
Or is it wisely placed?
Right. Does he have the right idea?
Yeah.
We ask these kind of questions, everyone out there, you know, in the listening world. The Magician upright is the first card.
Ah.
So his focus comes from experience, maybe, mm-hmm. like out of New York, when he came out of New York.
So he's had experience with dealing.
With these particular
right.
health issues.
Right.
Yes. Two of Swords upright. Now, see,
they're
what does that mean?
Not quite sure.
We're not sure. Right. He's giving it a shot. He's trying.
Yep.
He's trying to get everyone to work together yeah. on these two. These
it's recognized. Those are mm-hmm. recognized as good issues.
The third card is the Three of Pentacles upright. So that means he's going with recognized
issues.
issues or health problems right. over the years.
Right.
The Lovers upright in the past, in the recent past. So his decision.
His choices have been good in the
his
past.
His choices in his past.
Yeah. Has supported health.
Right.
Well, okay.
Fifth card, Hangman. So that says, again, we don't know about resources.
Yeah.
Hangman means we may have to sacrifice from one to the other, or
yeah, might have to reprioritize depending on,
like, again,
because funds are dependent upon what Congress thinks is important to fund.
Also,
right?
Yeah,
and
exactly. Then,
and they're influenced by what they need in their particular states.
Right. Okay. Yeah. What will happen is the Ten of Pentacles upright.
Oh.
So there, there will be
money
coming, yet to come.
Right.
Resources yet to come.
That's a good sign.
That's a good card.
Well, for this particular question.
Right. Because the sixth position of the tarot means yet to happen.
Right.
It's something that's going to occur, but has not been announced or has not been promised.
Right.
You know, yet.
Right.
So that's pretty good. I mean, maybe he is going in the right direction that way. Page of Swords.
Being cautious.
Thinking ahead.
People are studying the situation.
Mm-hmm. Page of Pentacles.
Watching what he's doing.
Yep. And they're also, he is very much into education, educating the youth, children, teenagers.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's his focus is the page, you know, young people.
Young people.
Chariot upright, eventual victory, but he has a little bit ways to go. And last card, the Four of Pentacles. We talked about, your question was about resources. So there's money.
Money. He already has the money.
He has the money. He has power behind him. And more is coming.
Yeah.
And Ace of Wands upright on top of the Four of Pentacles. So what we're saying, everybody, is that maybe his intuition, his logic, his past experience, and the doctors he's now working with do support the direction that futuristically he knows we need to go. And that after that will come people agreeing to it. And we're talking foreign countries as well. You know, like the World Health Organization works with the CDC, and they work with other countries.
Hmm.
So this is a good spread of cards. Because when I read the article, I was a little ambivalent. I didn't know which way to go at first.
Oh.
You know, because I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
It's nice to ask about health. Health is a big. We have so much going on. We were kind of talking out loud about how this recession we're in is global. So, and we know that stress, fear, loss of a job, all is a recipe for an eventual health issue to come about, either a physical health issue, emotional, or mental.
Right.
And I've been seeing a lot of, you know, we have that globally, not just in America, but.
Well, that's a good.
Is that a good reading?
Yeah.
So his insight is in line with futuristic, I guess, support, we'd say, from not only us, but from, you know, people, the countries. Isn't that good? That's a good reading.
That is good reading.
Mm-hmm. Cool. That is very good.
Right
on. Now, what do the planets say today? Cindy, what do you know about the planets on your birthday today? Today's your birthday. That means the sun's in Libra and Saturn's in Libra together.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That feels good.
Saturn in Libra and Sun in Libra. What does that mean? What does that mean for our listeners?
Well,
let's tell them a little bit about that. Sun conjunct Saturn. Yeah.
Saturn can be restrictive. It could be also you're digging in your heels and learning from what you've done.
Right.
And there'll be some work to do.
Hard work.
But the rewards will be there and long lasting.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has Saturn somewhere in their chart.
That's right. We can't erase it out of our charts, darn it.
No. So don't avoid the lessons.
Uh-huh. And Libra has a lot to do with the desire when Saturn goes through Libra. It's about cooperating with a partner, with your boss, with your family, with a spouse, with a loved one. And cooperation is the way to resolve any hardship or challenge right now.
Do you believe Congress is going to cooperate under these particular aspects in the sky?
You mean after November 2nd or before November 2nd?
Before November 2nd. Before the election.
Let's do some cards.
Okay.
Let's do that. That's a good question. That's a good one because...
Well, that's what the cardinal square is about.
That's right. I know it. Yeah, since June of this year, we've certainly had gridlock in Congress. That's a mild word. Some people are pretty angry about Congress. You know, not... moving along faster, considering the recession and unemployment and healthcare.
Right.
All of it's about the basics of life.
Right.
And when the public feels like they've been left up in the air about it, that's when you start having people getting angry or upset or whatever. So let's see.
Well, we need Congress to cooperate with each other in order to do major work on our health issues.
You bet.
Our financial issues and so on. But if everybody's waiting till the election time, that's just...
Not everybody, but if it's 50%,
yeah,
you know, I mean, it's just a gridlock.
Yes,
and it's been that way, hasn't it?
I mean,
we've all felt that. Okay, so we're asking
if Congress will be influenced by the signs in the air for cooperation.
Will the planet Saturn come down and knock them on their little head? Let's see if that'll happen. Ace of Wands upright.
Well, Obama's working at it.
And the King of Pentacles is next to it, which is that's the president.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Congress is the Ace of Wands, which means they're just getting started to try to negotiate.
Oh.
Whereas President Obama's in opposition to that.
Yeah.
He's wanted them to negotiate from the get-go. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And temperance, he's been patient.
Patient.
Empress means, well,
he's productive.
Yes, some things have been done. I've got to say, we did push healthcare through. King of Cups, the Tower reversed. Okay, what's the Tower reversed that will happen? We're asking about Congress.
An unusual and a surprise.
Uh-huh.
But something we're used to from them.
There's some better cards in the future. Three of Wands upright, Five of Wands is the last card. So the infighting or the opposition is still going to be there to some degree, but Chariot upright means, see, that's December.
Oh.
That's funny, that's Sagittarius.
Yep.
Time of the year, which is end of November, December, there will be more cooperation. That's what it says.
Towards the end of the...
End of the year. January, February. There's still going to be infighting. We know that. I can see that. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh.
What do you think that is?
It's fighting over how much money we should put into something. You know, like resources or funding for different projects or programs.
So we're looking at the Queen of Pentacles on top of that.
On the tower, right. What's on top of Congress? Okay, this is what they will become. The Six of Swords upright, navigating through their own rocky, muddy waters. Look at that. Isn't that something?
Yep.
Six of Swords?
Well, that's good.
They've been at crossroads with each other, for the last 6 to 10 months.
Yep. But it looks like they've made up their mind to get through it.
I think the public, you know, I think the Empress in the recent past is the public, the general public, telling them to hurry it up and do something.
Uh-huh.
Because the Empress means that's a prosperity card.
Right.
Everybody wants to get back to work. Everybody wants